Kevin Davis was confirmed as Baltimore's 38th police commissioner by the city council last night. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake swore him in about an hour later before the start of a public safety forum in Park Heights, but none of it happened without protest. WYPR's Kenneth Burns was at City Hall and joins us to talk about what happened. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, Nathan.
First, let's talk about the vote. It wasn't unanimous.
No, it was a 12-2 vote in favor of removing that interim label from Davis's title. Councilmen Carl Stokes and Nick Mosby voted against. It should be noted that Councilwoman Helen Holton was not at last night's council meeting. Both Stokes and Mosby had concerns with the $150,000 severance package that will be included in Davis's contract. There is a contract that needs to be approved by the Board of Estimates tomorrow, and that's expected to take place. Now, technically, Davis will be finishing the six-year term of Anthony Betts, who was fired in July by the mayor, and that term ends in 2020.
Protesters made it known that they would be at yesterday's meeting. Did they try to disrupt the vote?
They did not disrupt the vote itself, but they disrupted the meeting after the vote. The protesters were escorted out of City Hall after they began chanting. They then took to the streets of downtown, marching from City Hall to McKeldin Square.
What are the protesters' concerns?
Well, Nathan, if you remember, the protesters had a list of 19 demands, mostly focusing on how police should treat peaceful protests. The protesters met with Davis on Sunday to go over those demands. Both sides said the meeting went well, but the protesters said Davis did not follow through on changing how the department treats demonstrators. Here's Adam Jackson. He leads Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle talking about the meeting on Sunday.
And the main thing that the students wanted was, well, it wasn't that much. It was a press release or a public statement that said he was going to commit the changing policy of the police department in regards to peaceful protesters.
Jackson said that didn't happen and added that the student protesters were disappointed.
Did the commissioner have a response?
Davis declined to comment on the specific demands he agreed to.
I don't want to have a public debate about what we discussed, but it was productive and we talked about a lot of mutual concerns that we agreed upon.
Earlier in the day, Davis released a statement. He said that he has taken steps to ensure a better flow of communication with protesters. He also added that he looks forward to a constructive and productive relationship moving forward.
One more thing. The balcony where a sit-in protest took place after Davis's confirmation hearing last week was closed yesterday because of safety concerns. Do we have anything more about that?
We actually have emails from President Jack Young's office that showed that the discussions on how soon they could close the balcony began last month. The chairs have been falling apart, and someone actually filed an injury claim against the city after the chair they sat in broke. There was an overflow room set up for yesterday's meeting with a video feed of the council proceedings last night.
WYPR's Kenneth Burns covers Baltimore government and other matters. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Nathan.